This is the Composer's Datebook for January 9th. I'm John Zeck. In January of 1939, the famous jazz clarinetist Benny Goodman was playing each night at New York's Paramount Theater. On today's date, however, he also appeared on the stage of Carnegie Hall. The occasion was the American premiere of a new chamber trio by the Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, commissioned by Goodman at the suggestion of Bartók's compatriot, violinist Joseph Szigeti. The work was billed as a two-movement rhapsody for clarinet, violin, and piano. Now, in 1939, Goodman was at the peak of his popularity with the swing-crazed youth of America, and the stodgy New York Times music critic felt the need to mention, quote, "There is no indication that Bartók wrote the clarinet part for Benny's clarinet, so jitterbugs reading this review have been simply wasting their time. The work is as Hungarian as goulash, and Mr. Goodman was artist enough to restrain himself from any insinuation of swing." Indeed, considering that he had probably left the stage of the Paramount Theater some minutes before he appeared on that of Carnegie Hall, the purity of his style and the bright neatness of his technique were particularly admirable. As for the music, the Times was impressed by the earthy and boisterous tunes of the composer's native peasantry, but opined that Bartók spared neither the fingers nor ears nor lips of the performers. The following year, Goodman and Szigeti recorded the trio with Bartók himself at the piano. For that occasion, Bartók added a third movement, and the resulting work was retitled Contrasts. For more on contrasting views of music past and present, visit our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at tryancestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.